control. You need help. Huh? I know what you're going through. I, too, once fell under the spell of opium. It was 1979. I was traveling the Yangtze in search of a Mongolian horsehair vest. I got to the market after sundown. All of the clothing traders had gone. But a different sort of trader still looked about. Just a tasty set.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stalfo.
Our next guest is an extremely popular actor, author, and Broadway star. He is also the long-running host of a Thanksgiving afternoon tradition. The National Dog Show, presented by Purina, can be seen Thanksgiving Day at 12 noon on NBC. It is great to say hello to John O'Hurley. John, welcome to the show.
Well, nice to be here. How are you?
Very well. This is great to have you on as we lead into the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, who needs football?
That's right.
Dogs are coachable. They are adorable. They're obedient. They're fun to watch.
They
and
are.
There's no point spread to ruin your holiday. John, this is quite an event.
It is. And not only is it it's important to us, but you know what? It's not all that important to them. They're just having a good time.
That's right. And it is such a fun event to watch. You've been the host since NBC started televising the show in 2002. Tell us about your own personal experiences with dogs.
Well, I grew up from the age of four. I've always had a dog. There's always been one at my feet. And I actually have grown into this world of dogs through this invitation that NBC made to me back in 2002. I had a large learning curve to achieve during the run of this show, and thanks to my great co-host, David Fry, who is certainly one of the most knowledgeable men in the world of dogs, I've keened up my eye a little bit and understood exactly what we're doing, and the idea of celebrating the rich history of breeding in all around the world, and how dogs were not only companions, but also integral to our survival.
I have a question that is like off our little scripts here.
Yeah.
You know that show Best in Show?
Yes.
Okay, John, is there any truth to these handlers acting that way? I got to ask.
Well, you know, there is. It does take there's every personality available.
Oh, okay, that's a very nice way to put it.
I would say that's all I can tell you. They're from one end to the other. You know, when you as a great director once told me, he says, when you have 1,000 people, you have everything.
Of course,
it's the law of large numbers, and we have probably 30,000 there, including 2,000 of the best dogs as well.
Very nice. Well, Ed, you know, this is a special year for the National Dog Show.
Yes,
John, talk to us about the 7 new sanctioned breeds that are going to be introduced this year.
Yeah, there are many new ones this year.
That's really quite something. It's and they're all great dogs too. I really enjoyed we had the Bergamasco, which I think is probably my favorite. It's a corded dog, much like the Poolie or the Commodore would be. But what makes this dog unusual, and it's a herding dog and a good sized dog too. This will get up well over 100 pounds. But it looks like a little ragtag militia there once it matures, and these cords go all the way down to. All the way down to the ground by the time they reach about 6 years old. So it looks like a kind of a walking car wash. but a wonderful disposition and as smart as a lick as all of the herding group is.
Some of the other new ones this year, the Legato Romagnolo from the Sporting Group, the Berger Picard.
Nice Italian dog, actually.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
That almost sounds like a dish you would be enjoying later in the day, you know, at an Italian Thanksgiving. But the Berger Picard, the Miniature American Shepherd, the Cerneco del Etna, the Borobolo, and the Spanish Water Dog. So now, you know, I mean, for the average person that's just used to hearing Collie, German Shepherd,
Eagle,
Schnauzer, things like that, you know, this is really an education to watch this as well.
That's a very good point. And that's what makes the National Dog Show presented by Purina such a wonderful show, not only to watch on television, but to be there for in person. It's one of the last few remaining benched shows, so all of the handlers, the dogs themselves, the owners, the breeders, they all have to remain there on site during the day of the show. So you have 10, 15, 20,000 people there in the arena, and they're able to walk up and down the aisles and get a good idea of the number of breeds registered by the AKC, and we mm-hmm. have over 190 now. Most of which were there that at the show, and it just gives such a wonderful interactive experience, especially for children who now are introduced to a much wider world of dogs.
Sure,
sure. Now this show has a lot of history behind it. The show itself dates back to 1879. It is one of the oldest competitive events in America. So there is a long line of history with this too.
There is. This is actually about 10 years older than the AKC itself,
mm-hmm.
And is one of the most well-respected titles that you can win in the world of dogs and dog showing. This, along with Westminster and the title in London, are the three top awards. So we really get the best dogs in the world, and they're all breed winners when you see them backstage.
Do you go in with, like, a favorite? Is that how it works? Like, do these people come in thinking, okay, the Spanish Water Dog is a favorite to take Best in Show this year?
Well, there certainly is something to be said for dogs that continue to win. Now, remember, there are shows around the world, around the country every week, and sometimes twice a week. It's a very popular event. So dogs will come in having won 30, 40, 50 best in shows
wow.
during the year.
Yeah.
But there's also the fact that they have the the specifications to kind of walk the talk.
Mm.
And that's very important in all this. I mean, there's handicapping involved as well because, dogs come in as favorites and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I'll put the asterisk
right.
there. Every dog's got to come to show that day, and you don't know when a certain dog is just not going to have that
that's
spark.
Right.
Or all of a sudden one just stands up and says, it's my day today. And boy,
right.
it shows in the ring.
What's the most interesting aspect of this for you in terms of the history of you doing this? Have you ever seen a dog come in and just literally get either spooked or really rise to the occasion? Is there one dog that you remember that did that?
Well, we had one dog, the little mini pin last year, broke free from her handler during the walk around the... the final walk for all of the dogs, and I tell you, kind of it broke the energy of the class and embarrassed the handler tremendously.
Of
and
course.
It's something. I mean, she left in tears. That's something that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But on the lighter side, I do remember the Doberman or the Great Dane passing the NBC booth one year, stopping in its tracks, looking over at me, squatting down, and leaving me a sample of his editorial.
Oh, how nice is that?
Oh, so nice of that dog to do that for you.
John O'Hurley, it's nice to meet you.
That's right. Nice to meet you. And this is what I think of you.
Everybody's a critic, right, John? Wow.
They had to have something like the complexity of a hazmat team in there to clean up what he left behind.
Oh, no.
Bring out the plow and the Zamboni and the whole thing.
That's right.
You have really become identified with this. I mean, you've been the host since 2002, and you've done so many different things in your career. Broadway, soap operas, of course, identified as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. But it was funny, this morning, before I left for work, and I said to my son, he always asks, he's 12, who do you have on today? And I explained... I had John O'Hurley on, and he said, you have King Neptune on because he's a big SpongeBob SquarePants fan.
Oh, there you go.
A lot of animated shows do that, and I'm Mayor Doofenshmirtz on the great show Phineas and Ferb,
yes.
which is one of my favorite shows of all time. Then I do Skipper Shelton on Scooby-Doo and on Bugs Bunny. I have about 15 different cartoons.
And you're even an author. Your most recent book is even about a dog. It's a children's book entitled The Perfect Dog.
I have written three dog books, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Two are more adult-oriented and more autobiographical. But I did the third one, you're right, is called The Perfect Dog. And it was a Dr. Seuss-style poem that I wrote to my son when he asked me the question, is the dog that wins best in show, is that the perfect dog?
Mm-hmm.
And so I responded to him in that, and it ends with the time-honored phrase, the dog that is perfect is the one next to you.
Oh,
that's really
true,
nice.
Though.
That's amazing.
Well, it got so much traction that the book was number one for a while, and now it's a musical. It's a children's musical.
That's
very
great.
Nice.
Being done all over the world. We actually saw a little bit of it last week. They premiered it in Philadelphia.
See, you're setting the bar very high now for all dads all over the place. Your son asks you a question, you respond by writing a book. So now next time my son asks me, who do you have on the show today, I literally have to write a book about the person coming on
Ed,
the show.
You better start getting a little bit creative.
My goodness. Well, don't forget to spend the early part of Thanksgiving with John in the 2015 National Dog Show presented by Purina. 12 noon, Thanksgiving Day on NBC. John O'Hurley, thank you so much for joining us here at America Weekend.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.